Hello, and welcome back to the Type Theory Commute. I'm Aaron Stump. We're talking about Simply Typed Lambda Calculus, and we're talking about what arithmetic functions can be expressed in Simply Typed Lambda Calculus. And last time we saw that you can express church encoded numbers, just like 1, 2, 3, 4, and do it with the church encoding, and you can express those in Simply Typed Lambda Calculus. You can give them a type nat A, which let's define that to be A arrow A, grouped together, arrow A, arrow A. And we saw that with this type, you can actually type addition and multiplication in Simply Typed Lambda Calculus, and you can give them the type nat A for any type A you want. Now, it's interesting, there are limits. You know, simple types, we will talk about this in an episode sometime soon. Simple typing does enforce normalization, so any term you write down that can be simply typed is going to reduce to a normal form. And in fact, it's going to reduce to a normal form. It can't take too very many long steps. It can sort of take more than you would think. Like it can take a tower of exponentials, but that tower is of height proportional to the size of your term. Which that sounds pretty bad. But it can't go beyond that. You say, really? Well, I guess that's good news, because beyond that doesn't sound too good. Yeah, we're definitely outside the realm of feasible computation at that point. There's a lot of functions, obviously, that are terminating that are more complicated, take more time to compute than that. So we want to talk about exponentiation. And we want to try to understand why you can get a tower of exponentials, but not beyond that. It's fascinating. You'd think sort of, if I can do that, why couldn't I just kind of keep iterating that? Well, let's talk about exponentiation. The amazingly clever definition of exponentiation, it's so surprising, right? If you want to raise 2 to the power x, you just take x and apply it to 2. It's so strange. Let's try to talk through why this might make sense. Like, let's say 2 to the third power, okay? So you do 3 applied to 2. Now, for normal programming language, that'd be total nonsense, because you can't just take a number and just call it as a function. Maybe in C you could, you know, cast it as a function pointer and then call that, but that's not what this is about at all. These numbers are iterating functions. So here you're going to take, when you say 3 of 2, 3 applied to 2, that means you want to iterate 2 3 times, starting from something. So 3 applied to 2 is really the same as, let's say, lambda f, and then we're going to go 2 of 2 of 2 of f. So what would that, 2 of 2 of 2 of f. Now, 2 of f, actually that does compute to something. That computes to lambda x, f of x. So 2 of f computes to something that takes in a number and gives you and puts two copies of f on top. So now what if we did 2 of that function? Well, that's going to compute to a function that puts two copies of that on top of its input. All right, so 2 of f was lambda x f of x. 2 of 2 of f, well, 2 of this lambda f of x is going to take that and compose it with itself one time. And so you're going to get lambda x f of x applied to what you get when you call lambda x f of x on x, where that latter x is now, let's say, some more globally bound x. So you're going to all of a sudden get 4 copies of f on x. And if you do 2 of that, you're going to compose that with itself twice, and so you'll get 8 copies of f on top of x. So lo and behold, 3 applied to 2 is in fact church encoded 8. So strange. Now, let's see how you can type this in STLC. As I warned in the last episode, you cannot give it type nat A arrow nat A arrow nat A. This is the most peculiar, interesting little wrinkle. So you can give it a type, though. Let's see what type you give it. Well, exponentiation, we're going to say you take in, it's lambda x, lambda y applied to x. All right, so, and x and y are going to be nats, but they're not going to be nat a's. The y, which we need to use as to iterate x, that needs to be a nat a arrow a. Okay, and let's think about y, because if it is a nat a arrow a, that means it will take an a arrow a to a arrow a function and give you another one of those. Okay, and sure enough, if x is a nat a, then it is an a arrow a to a arrow a function. So you can take y and apply it to x if y has type nat a arrow a. Because again, if y has type nat a arrow a, that means that it takes an a arrow a to a arrow a function, and x is an a arrow a to a arrow a function. And so lo and behold, you can apply y to x, and you'll get another a arrow a to a arrow a function. In other words, you will get a nat a back. So the type for exponentiation in SDLC is nat a arrow a, arrow nat a, arrow nat a. And it is that unusual little asymmetry where the first argument, oh, sorry, I think I said this wrong, nat x next y. So x, sorry, the y that you're going to, if you're doing x to the power y, you need y to be the nat a arrow a. So sorry, so exponentiation should be nat a arrow a, arrow nat a. I hope my pauses are full of meaning for you as far as syntactic grouping. Anyway, so that little difference that exponentiation doesn't have nat a to nat a to nat a, but rather nat a to nat a arrow a to nat a, is where we see the limitation of SDLC showing up. And I will talk more about this in my next short little episode. This was the trip back from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is not the commute. So, but you know, it's pretty close. So, short episode. Hope you're well. Drop me a line anytime. Take care.